Amochus Abayis, somebody who sells a house. Loma Charsi Yatsia. Nobody knows exactly what Yatsia is. I shouldn't say nobody knows exactly what it is, but it means various different things in various different places in the course of the evening. In the Beis Hamikdash, it was an office or a cell attached to the main structure on the outside of the main structure. So here, too, the assumption is that Yatsia is some sort of attached structure, but not integrally part of the house. Even though it opens into the house, it's not sold together with the house. Nor a room, which is more internal, interior than the house. Meaning it also sounds like it's a type of semi-detached structure which could be sold independent of the house. It's somewhere else, either in the courtyard, behind the house, in front of the courtyard behind the house. In the backyard, so it also is not necessarily sold. V'lo sagag, nor even does he sell the roof. V'zman sheyesh lo ma'ke gavos ha'tvachim, if the roof has its own parapet, its own wall, 10 tvachim all around it, so the height of the wall has to be 10 tvachim. V'edomei m'yesh lo tzuras ha'pesach, Rida says, even if the roof does not have a true wall, but it has like what we call by Erev tzuras ha'pesach, a perimeter, which is like a wire on top of two poles. Avish and even though this wire is not 10 tvachim high, no, it's just like a railing around the side of the fence, not a true around the sides of the roof, not a true wall. So enamacher, the roof is not sold. Why? Because since it can be used independently of the house, it has an independent significance. So there, it's not included in the sale of the house. Rabbi Nachum Sherechia Bar Bo said, "Rushiyeba arba arba ruma sora." The house has to be 4x4 amos by 10 tefachim high, and that's the height of the roof. Okay, so that as long as roof. What? I'm sorry. This way, you know what? This is the yotzia, the cell next to the house, which is not so good with the house, is if it's 4x4 amos, which is 10 tefachim high, which also happens to be, not by coincidence, the minimum shear of a house. Whereas a house is by definition 4x4x10. That's the minimum size of a house. So this yotzia is considered to be distinct, even if it's attached to a much larger house, if in and of itself it has the shear of a small house, which is 4x4x10. Uvah mekure, as long as it also has a ceiling, and it has walls surrounding it. So actually the small cell is really house-like in itself, which is why it is not sold. Amalon Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Noch, and to, I guess, the people were with him, because Amalon is, Amalon here is plural. What? To them, right. Amalon Rabbi Zera, kol adem perusha afresh lukon rechia barabah. Did you hear all of this from Rabbi Chia Bar Abba? You're calling this Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. This is indeed what you heard from Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. I don't know why he asked the question, but the Gemara doesn't record what they answered. Anyway, the Gemara goes on to the next point.
That's an intriguing question itself. You're so sure that you have
your
Masorah right?
What? Yeah. He's querying that, right. Obviously, it's because he's bothered by, if this is, you need all of these conditions. He was suspect, but you need all these conditions in order to consider the Yatsiyah to be independent. Says the Gemara, V'loas agag was man sheish lo maka gavos or tvachim. A roof is not sold if it has a maka which is 10 tvachim high. This is, sounds like in found houses you need a maka. What about what if the roof was surrounded by the backs of other houses? In other words, it didn't have its own independent fence or parapet, but it had a parapet which was made up of the backs of houses which surrounded it on all sides, right?
A warehouse?
Okay. So, Hayusha, similarly, Hayusham Amudim Ukutsos Agabe. What if there were pillars and other types of structures, beams, on top of the roofs around surrounding it? Yishmini me'adot. Let's hear from here. Rabbi Amram Yesh Latzuris HaPesach Afa Pi She'ena Gava Asarat Tfachim Eina Machu. If it has a Tzuris HaPesach, even though it's not 10 Tfachim high, it's not sold. In other words, even if it doesn't have a full market by itself. But Rabbi Yehuda seems to be the opposing Shita. It seems that, however, Rabbanan Armin Vushiyesha Makka Gava Asara Tvachim, the Rabbanan who oppose Rabbi Yehuda say, even if it has its own structure, which is not 10 Tvachim high, it's not as significant enough, the roof, to be distinct from the house below. So therefore, the Gemara seems to become a conclusion that if its significance is to be measured by the building which surround it, that is certainly not considered to be significant enough, and therefore it has the halacha of being being machal, being sold together with the house. In other words, if it does, as long whatever structure it has, anything which falls shorter than or less than having its own 10 tefach high market in and of itself, will not be differentiated from the environment from the house below, and therefore it's sold together with the house. Okay, halacha base. Velo sabor, velo sados, a well. And a dose is similar to a well, except the well is just all on the ground. The dose is actually lined with stones. So actually, modern-day wells or Western wells are actually doses because they have stones lining them, I assume. Obviously, those are not sold with a field or with a house. Even though if you sell a house or a field, you write that you're selling the depths and heights, that doesn't include wells. However, the seller, even though he retains the rights to a well, nevertheless, he has to buy back a path to the well from the buyer. Because when he sold the surrounding house or field, he sold also the potential pathway. So he has to buy back or rent back the right to a pathway. Chomim assume that he retained for himself the right to a path, the shortest possible path, the narrowest possible path, but he retained the right to a path. If he specified in the contract that he's selling everything besides the well, in other words, that was implicit in the contract, even it wasn't explicit. By making it explicit, then what it means is he doesn't have to buy back a pass. Which means that, the way the Bavli puts it, is that Rabbi Akiva darshens extra language in the contract. Which is interesting because it's consistent with Rabbi Akiva's Shita in the Torah itself. The Torah Akiva does not say Dibra Torah Kolosh Adam. The Torah speaks as human beings speak. Rather, every single word is significant. So to the contract, he holds every single word is significant. So here too, what are the words, what word is significant? When it says that Chutz Mielu, that additional significance is what allows him to, what allows for the buyer to retain the right to a path. Okay? So if that's the case, they don't dash in extra language, like Rabbi Shmuel, who says, they don't assume the extra language is to be given any specific connotation, and they say he has to buy himself a new way. So if that's the case, why did he write umkavaruma into the contract? If umkavaruma does not include wells, what does it include? So it means like this: Shimrotzo lashpil yashpil, lagbia yagbia. If the individual wants to build into the house which he bought, or into the field which he bought, a depression, perhaps even his own well, or he wants to lift it up, meaning use the airspace, he is allowed to do so. In other words, even though the seller retains some surrounding land or something in the vicinity, nevertheless, the buyer is allowed to use, go down deeper and build up higher air rights, and rights underneath the land are bought by the buyer. Rabbi Avuna Mar B'Shem Rav, Rabbi Usanei Rav Aloch Rabbi Akiva Didon. Halos Akiva as he appears in our Mishnah, and that's called the principle which is by which Rabbi Akiva is called in the Bavli, is Mocher B'Ayin Yofen Mocher. When you sell with a good eye, meaning you sell everything including your right to a pass. You have to buy back the right to a pass. Okay? Mocher B'Ayin, the Mocher Yofen is the way we pass it. Which is in Rabbi Chia's Brisa, the names are reversed, and that's what Rabbanan saying by Rabbi Chia's Brisa. Rabbi Zia, Rabbi Yemer, B'Shem Rav said no. Halach Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Chia, halach is like Rabbi Akiva in the Brisa, who holds mocher by any raw mocher, that the seller does not sell with a jaundiced eye, meaning he keeps to himself the path, which is like Rabbanan, do Rabbanan the Ravloi, which is Rabbanan according to the Babylonian way of learning, which means, I guess, the way the Mishnah appears in front of us. I don't know why exactly it's attributed to the Babylonian, but that's the way they learned our Mishnah. So Lomai said to Machlokas out of Paskin. I don't remember how we Paskin. I think we Paskin like Rabbi Akiva, that Mocher Bayin Yafu Mocher. But I'm not sure. Could be I'm wrong. I don't remember. Actually, I don't remember either way. So let me pass up Ali Baskin. I don't remember. Says Maraviter, Ratamar, I mean, they said over there, Admon Rabbi Akiva, that Admon Rabbi Akiva said the same thing. What did Admon Rabbi Akiva say? So what does Admon say? So the Pnei Moshe brings down that Admon says in Mesech Duxuvus, that somebody who had a field which was in the middle of other people's fields, four other people's fields, and then he went to Chutz Laretz, and when he came, by the time he came back, the path which he had, the right of way which he had to his field, has become lost. Nobody knows where it was anymore. He doesn't remember where it was. So Admon says he's got a path to his field. He can take it regardless. And that means he has to take the shortest possible path and the narrowest possible path, but he gets a pass. And so too, Rabbi Akiva, we would like to say, in the Brisa holds the same way, that he gets the shortest possible path. In other words, like, even the Brisa holds, like Chum in the Mishnah, who holds that he gets a path into his well. The same shita, that we compel a path to be given. Says Martin, no. Not comparable. Manan kayomin, what are we talking about? Im dover parishiesh lo derech, if it was clear that he had a path previously, kol amoy moide, everybody would concede to Admon in our case. Bol chayim akiva, if there was a path in the past, everybody agree, Shein Tzorch Likach Lo Derech, that we give him a pass. Because we know he had a pass, right? In Dover Bari Shein Lo Derech, and it was clear he had no path in the past. Lama Modu Shu Tzorch Likach Lo Derech, then of course everybody agrees he has to buy himself a pass now. Elokeinu Kemu, what we're talking about in our Mishnah, which is not comparable to the case of Ksuvas, is Bistam, in a case of a sale, where the previously he didn't need a path, because previously it was his yard, his field, his well, he didn't even need a path. So the question is, in this case, where he sold without any stipulation. Rekiva says that he does, in other words, Rekiva in the Brisa holds he doesn't have to buy a path because he has, because he retains a path to himself. Come in the Brisa say he has to buy a derech because he doesn't retain, because moicher b'ayin yofen mocher is sold with a generous eye. So that has nothing to do with Admon, because Admon was a case where there clearly was a derech beforehand. So in that case, it's entirely likely that whatever derech, that we do give him a derech, no matter what, because everybody agrees that he had derech previously. Okay. Hamocher Zabai, somebody who sells his house. Mocher Esadelis, he sells the door. Havlo Maftech, but not the key. Now, I don't know exactly how the keys work, but I assume key here means more than that. It means really a lock, right? The lock, no, actually not. It's the key which goes into the lock. So, since the key is not part and parcel of the lock, it's not automatically sold with the house. It's a funny thing, right? Mochas a machdeshes akvua, he sells a machdeshes is like a grinder or a pound thing which you pound stuff in. It's a mortar and pestle, but it's a large one, and it's fixed into the ground. So it's fixed in the ground, including the cell. Avalos a mitatos, but not a portable one. A portable one is not including the cell. Mochas is a struble. He sells his struble. By the way, many things we're going to learn this evening. There are many different interpretations of them. I'm just going to give one per most of the time. His struble is the wooden base of a millstone. Avalos akelis, akelis is the hopper by which you pour grain into the mill, and the hopper is removable. So therefore, it's not sold, it's portable. Mocher tanur, mocher b'kirayim. He sold the oven, whether a large one or a small one. And if he said he's selling it and everything within it, everything is sold. Kini Masnisa says the Gemara, let's make this clear in our Mishnah. When you sell the mortar, which is chakuko, which is carved into the rock. That's included in the sale because it's part and parcel of the building. But if you have like a metal mortar which you embedded into the structure, then that's not considered to be part and parcel of the sale, because albeit right now it's embedded in, but since you can remove it there, but it's not automatically considered to be included in the sale. Right. So here it's not the case.
It's not the case.
Right. Chakuku is only carved in, not if it's embedded. Okay? Amacher is a chatzer. Similarly, somebody who sells a yard. Mocher batim, he sells the house in the yard. Sichin, the dugouts, the morris, and the caves. I've lost tally, but it doesn't sell movable objects. Selling it and all its contents, everything is sold. Bankach, regardless, Lo Machi does not sell Esam Merichot, the bathhouse, below his base Abad, nor an olive press, even though they're in the yard. They're so significant, the bathhouse and the olive press, that they're not considered to be sold together with the rest of the structure. Rabbi Lezer Merle says, Hamoicher is a chotzer, somebody who sells a yard, Lo Machar El Avir Shechotzer, he only sells the airspace of the yard. He doesn't sell anything which is fixed into the yard. Nothing mentioned before. Not the houses, not the caves, not the dugouts. All he sells is the airspace, not anything which is coming off the yard, which is a fascinating concept. I know it's not fascinating, but in other words, even though the caves and houses all abut the yard and enter go through the yard, nevertheless, not sold. Okay? Now, the next Gemara, the Gears, is a little bit difficult. But I'm going to learn like the Shari Torah Yisrael, even though the Shari Torah Yisrael's Gears is not found, not here, not in the Escorial, but he makes the Gemara go very, very smooth. So why not go for smoothness? So he says, Rabbi Yitzchok Shol, Rabbi Yitzchok asks, Al Daite de Rabbonon, according to the rabbis, who hold that you sell the stuff in the Chotzer, Mocher lo stam, Chotzer stam, if he sells the Chotzer without specification, Mocher botim, it says he sells the houses, boiras, the wells, Sikhin, the dugouts, Noras, the caves, Avalo metalklin, but not the metalklin, right? That's what it says in our Mishnah. No, here the so changes it. He says it. Avalo esachloach hanuyos. Does it not include the stores? He changes metalklin to chanuyos. Does it not include the stores? O macher lo afilu again hachanuyos. Does he sell the stores or not? Now, the reason why this comes in is because of what's going to happen later on in the Gemara. Don't think he didn't pull the word stores out of a hat. But he does change metalton here, metalton in both places to chanuyos. Everybody changes gears on here different ways. Lieberman, the Mashbiach, but this seems to work the best. Now, that's one question. Now, the next question, Tapi Adar and Afri, Yitzchak Shor, Rabbi Yitzchak asks further, according to Rabbi Lezer, Machal al Chotzer Stam, we said if you sold the Chotzer generically, Lo Machar Elo Avir Chotzer, you're only selling the airspace of the Chotzer. Bizmach Amar Lo Hu V'chol Ma'asher B'soicha. So, and yet when you say everything was in it, then Mochar, what does that include? In other words, you said Kol Ma'asher B'soicha, according to Rav Barer, they go a notch further than previously. If you didn't say Kol Ma'asher B'soicha, you sell the Chotzer and the houses, the caves, and the dugouts. According to Rabbi Lezer, if you sell Chosel Chotzer, you don't sell the caves, the houses, and dugouts. If you say Kol Ma'asher B'soicha, according to Rav Barer, you ratchet it up one notch, to include metal, to include movable objects. According to Blizzard, if you say the Chomash episode, you ratchet up one notch and only includes all, well, now includes houses, wells, dugouts, but not metal thing. Or do you, when it says Chomash episode, does it mean to get ratcheted up to the same level of Chachomim and includes also the movable objects? Okay? There's Macha Malahu Chomash episode, Mocher Batim Boros Sichna Moros. Have a low metalte. In other words, that would be ratcheting up only one level, Kohen Blazer. Or if you have a metalte, we ratchet up two levels, includes even metalte. Rabbi Yechon says, Vonai sisi mi debeis Levi. I bought a proof from that which, a brisa which you learned in the house of Levi. And he actually is answering the first question. Going according to Shari Teres Yisrael, was answering the first question. The question was whether stores included or not. Hoyushon, when they were, and here the, almost everybody changes the girsa to chanuyos, and the Escorial itself has chanuyos. If there were stores, psuchos lifnim, and they open into the chotzer, mechuros, they're included in the cell of the chotzer. Psuchos lachutz, if they open out into the alleyway or street, and mechuros, they're not sold here in the chotzer. Lifnim and lachutz, if they open both in and out of the courtyard, harei mechuros, they too are included in the sale. Okay, so we answer the first question, that according to Rabbanan, sometimes stores are included in the sale, sometimes not. We didn't answer the second question, what happens to Rabbi Lezer if you put in the language of Kol Ma'asher B'soicha, does it get ratcheted up to even include Metaflin or not? That question we did not resolve. Halacha, a mocher based about some of you sells an olive press. Mocher es hayam, he sells the sea. That's the alar. Now, all these terms, again, as I said before, it's not clear what 100% each one, any one of them means. But the yam is the area where the olives are collected. That's how memel. The memel is a heavy stone which you put upon the olives in order to crush them before you get the oil out of them, to crush them. Bes absulos, absulos are the sticks which hold up on the side of the olive press. They hold up the crossbar. They hold up the crossbar, the sticks which hold the crossbar. Avaloma charas akirayim, but you didn't sell the kirayim is the heavy boards which you put on top of the olives after they're crushed. Losa galgal, nor the wheel which turns around on top of them. Losa kara, nor the beam which turns the wheel, and the korah is the korah is actually the primary component of the olive press. You know, it goes back and forth. It controls the stone which goes across the heavy boards which press the olives. I don't have it 100% in my mind's eye picture. I used to know what they look like, olive presses, but but I've forgotten as of late. But that's basically the way it works. They have crossbars, which hold with their beams, which hold up the crossbar, and the crossbar there comes down something. I'm not sure exactly how the beam works, but the beam somehow comes from the middle, in other words, somehow from the crossbar, it has to come down something. And then from that thing which comes down, there comes out a beam, and on that beam is around the beam is a wheel, a stone wheel, which goes around, around, around the perimeter. And under the stone wheel, the wheel, there are boards which press the olives down, which have already been cracked open, crushed open, and those olives, when they're being pressed, then they grow. No, that's not what it is. I'm sorry. I'm making a mistake. I think
all this takes, I'm just curious, this
depends
on fresh olives. Never
yeah, fresh olives. I actually lock this thing. Doesn't seem to be any marker here. But look, this is the way I think it is. Here you have the two crossbars. You have here the way it works is that there's the korah is there are two supports. There's a crossbar in the middle. Then there's the korah goes through here, and the galbos at the bottom is a stone. It doesn't roll around. That's on a mill, but this one just presses. So it presses down. It's like a screw. You screw down the heavy stone underneath, and it pushes down on boards which are on top of the olives. So it doesn't roll around the stone. The stone gets pressed by the kola, which is being held in place by this contraption. Does that make sense at all? So in any event. So, when he said it and everything within it in the olive press, it's all sold. Rabbi Lezer says that if you sold the Beis Abad, you sell that beam which on which the stone is as well. Says Mora Kol Atzmo Ein Lo Korah Ein O Beis Abad the Tamer Achein. He says, how can Tarakomot, you don't sell the Korah? The Bad in question, and the Beis Abad, is that beam which screws down and provides the pressure. How can you say that that's not sold? Matanisa, so he says, no. Who's the one who holds that the Korah is the primary component of the Beis Abad? That's Matanisa, Rabbi Lezer. That's Rabbi Lezer at the end of the Mishnah. So you just quoted that the Beis Abad primarily consists of the Korah. That's Rabbi Lezer. The Tanya we learned B'Shem Rabbi Lezer. We learned name Rabbi Lezer. HaMoichers Beis Abad, some of you sells to olive press. Mochers Yekovim. He sells the a lot more than our Mishnah says. He sells the baskets which hold the olives. Vesa Sirin. He sells the beams which hold the olives in place. Vesa Mifrachos. These are stones which crush the olives initially before they're pressed. Vesa Rechaim Atachtoino. And also he sells the lower part of the press. Avolol Yoino. But not the upper part of the press. I'm not sure exactly what the upper part refers to. Velos Asakin, nor the sacks in which you put the olives. Velos Martufin, larger baskets, Shabbosoch, which are in the olive press. Mizmatra Melahuva Chomash Besoch, if you said in and everything within it, of course, everything is sold. Bankach or Bankach, regardless, Lamachra Yitzuin, you don't sell any outer rooms. Or according to, you remember, you had Yitzia back in the first Mishnah. Yitzia are outer rooms which are attached to the press. Fasechvin v'charusin shebesoicho. And these are other types of tools which are not included in the sale as well. And there's a line missing here, which Gilina Fry brings down the bottom, which is a critical line, which is he brought down this price. Benkach u'benkach. This is Rabbi Lezer speaking. No matter what, Mocher Sakoira, he sells that beam, which applies the pressure. Shlo nikra beis abad el shema korah. It's only called a beis abad because of that beam. Okay? Hamoichas halochabav. Hamoichas amerchas. There was a cool diagram which I copied of a base amerchas in the...
Well, you won't be able to see it, but I just want to show you that I did copy it.
Of how a bathhouse looks like. A bathhouse looks like as a large structure that it has a reservoir and a pool, and then there's a place where the water is heated up and it flows into the tub, and then there's a cold room and a lukewarm room, and there are all sorts of drainage canals, and then there's one change here, people are dressed. Some people are dressed naked in the bathhouse themselves. They're totally naked. Then there's a place where you have the boards, a place where you keep the pots, a place where you keep the towels, and a place where you keep the cups. And then there's a place for the bathhouse attendants to sit, and a place for the lockers. So all these are part and parcel of the bathhouse, and all those are going to be discussed now. Yeah, it's all one level, but that's just the way it was drawn in this picture which I saw. There's no guarantee it looked like that. So that was the way it was pictured there. No, that's different. No. The reason why what's there on two levels is that the boards go on top of the area where there are where there's a fire underneath the floor and where there's heat underneath the floor, but that's in a sauna like, and that's where the crash is down. So it's not two levels of habitation, right? It's not out two stories, right? But that's here. Yeah, that's really good. They have that in Masada. Hamarlos Americans, somebody who sold the Americans bathhouse, Loma Carlos and Slammy doesn't sell the boards, the slats which go on the floor of the bathhouse. Laws as for subsolim, nor the benches. Laws as bilonios, the towels or the curtains, two different versions. There's manchama luubukom mashabsolim, where he said he's selling the battles and everything within it. Harekulum bukhoim, they're all sold. Benkach, regardless, lo mochas am gurshamayim, we don't sell the reservoirs of water, which are independent structures. Laws also shalatim, nor the warehouses for the wood. Time like that, Marcus America, somebody who sells a bathhouse, Marcus Batim Abnimim, he sells the inner rooms, Vachitsoinim, and the outer rooms, forget, these are the dressing rooms, Ubasilki, that's a basilica, which means the large room. See, though, it's not clear what this large room was for, either for people to gather in or the actual bathing room. The Kamin is a place where they heat up the water. The Kamin is a place where they heat up the water before it enters the bathhouse. Ubeis Aruin, and the place where the bathhouse attendants sit. These are bathhouse attendants who watch the clothing. Avalos Migdolim, he doesn't sell the Migdolim. These are certain storage areas. I don't know exactly what's there. Los here, nor the pots themselves. Rav Shimon Lozer Omer Mokom HaBaal, the place of the bathhouse attendant is Mahur, it's sold. He's the one who attends to the water. Mokom HaAyar, the place where a person who attends the clothing stands, you know, the coat check guy, ain't a Mokom, that's not sold. The place of the bathhouse attendant is more integrally a part of the bathhouse than the place for the clothing guy. Mizmachu Omer Lo, Hu V'cho Mashem. So he said it and everything within it. Even though he said that it and everything within it, regardless, he doesn't sell the reservoirs which are used year in, year out, throughout the year. Nor a main gathering place of wood. So he said, if he said, the buyer, seller said to the buyer, it and all of its accoutrements, all of its, the things which serve in the baths of the soul, Harikul Mechorim, it includes everything, lock, stock, and barrel. Yeah, like a warehouse. I mean, the certain shuls where everybody is a bump on a lot, but that's not what's referring to. Okay, Hamelchus here, somebody who sells a city. Marchabatim, he sells the houses, the boros, the wells, the sichin, the dugouts, maros, the caves, marchotzos, the bathhouses, the shovachos, and the dovecots, beisabani, the olive presses, the beisashalchin, the fields, avalozim, What?
Irrigating fields, yeah.
I will also metallic, but not the furniture or movable objects in the city. If he said it and everything within it, even if there were animals and servants in the city, they're all sold. He sells the city, he sells the night watchman as well. In other words, the employees go together with the city. He sells the watchman. He doesn't sell the economist, meaning the person who's involved in the finance of the city. He's considered to be an employee, not property of the city, and he's not sold. But if you sold it and everything within it, so I guess that includes the economist as well. Avo bishomer lo.
CPA.
Yes, super right. Avo bishomer lo. It seems like he's a slave, though. In other words, he's not a free one. Avo bishomer lo. He v'chomash b'zeicha. Even though he said he sold it and everything within it, beigach beinkach. No matter what, lo machar lo. He hasn't sold as a shura, not the shura that the Gemara's going to explain that is. Ubenoseah, not the benoseah. Vatroshim. Troshim literally means rocky, barren areas. Lieberman changed gears of the seventh to Choroshim, which are forests or groves. Hamukti Mena, which are at some distance from it. Biborin and Biborin are like pasture areas, grazing areas. Shachaya of wild animals. Shalofos of birds. Shadogim of a fish. What are Shurel or Shura, which it said in the previous line? Bizayah. These are at the hilly areas outside the city. Benoseh or Kufrneh are suburbs. They're not sold. Cholakiyab. What about Benor? What about the water rights of the city in the sea nearby and the river? He's tying tied the Mukhwin, those who learned that they're sold together in the city. He's tying tied in Mukhwin, those who learned they're not sold in the city. Amr Chizukhin said, Madam Amr Mukhwin, you said the soul, Eshem, Tchuma, those are those which are within its Tchum, within its 2,000 Amos. Madam Amr Mukhwin, those that are not sold, Eshem, Tchum, they're not within its 2,000 Amos. What?
That's a long time.
Yeah. Amr Chizukhin said, somebody who sells a field, top of 28. Somebody who sells the field, sells the stones which are necessary for the purpose of the field. There's a kind of ship of kerem, and the reeds which are in the vineyard, in the circle, which are in order to prop up the vines. There's a tfua, and the grain, which is made to the ground. There's mechitza sakanim. Chizakanim is a separate area of literally a wall of reeds, but it's a separate area of reeds. Shibchusa base rova, which is less than the measure of a base rova. Vesa shomela, a watchman's hut, and a subtit if it's not fixed to the ground by cement, because it's not a house. Vesa chor of a carob, shena murkov, which is not yet grafted, because it's not such a choshma tree. Vesa shikma, a shikma, a sycamore tree, which has not yet been harvested, also is not so choshma. But you did not sell loss of anim she'en latorcha. The stones are not necessary for the benefit of the field. Loss of kind of kerem, nor the reeds in the vineyard she'en latorcha, which are not necessary for the vineyard. Loss of tvua she'en latorcha, nor the grain is already harvested in the ground. Said it and everything within it. Also, regardless, you did not sell loz mechita sakanim shibes rova. Not the even it said komash besocha. You didn't include sell the thicket of reeds, which is a base rova in size, which is larger. Loz a shomera suivatit, nor a watchman's hut, which is fixed to the ground by cement. Loz a chorav amurkav, nor a grafted carob tree. Losana shikma, nor a sycamore tree which has already been harvested. So that these are already considered to be so choshuv, they must be sold or included in contract explicitly. Losabor, nor do you sell the well. Losagas, nor a wine press. was a shavach nor a dovkat bein chariven, whether they are destroyed ben shleim or whether intact. The tzorach likach l'derech, the seller has to buy back a pass to all these things that she preserved for himself. Again, because moicher b'ayin yofa moicher, the Rabbi Akiva, because he sold even the rights to a pass. Chorei man tzorach l'derech likach l'derech, let me say, retains the right to a pass. Again, if he wrote excess language in the contract, he doesn't have to buy himself a pass. What if he retained the field and sold the sycamore, the carob, the wells, the thickets of reeds? What about if the tables are turned? So then, he sold the things which are things which the Reisha says he retains. He sold those things. Right? Not necessarily. Just reverse the case. Instead of keeping the field, he sold the. Instead of selling the field, he sold the sycamores. Let's say. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva Omer Eina Tzorach Likach Lo Derech. Akiva says, in this case, he retained for himself the right to the. I'm not sure if I got it right now that you brought it up. I have to see the name Moshe. I didn't follow the chart before. I thought it was on this case. He doesn't explain it. He skipped it. Alright, so let's assume I'm right. That if he keeps this, if he keeps the field, so the, he keeps the field and sells the other things, Akiva says the buyer doesn't have to buy a road. Because here, the flip side is true. In other words, when he sells by Nyofa, he sells the buyer not just the sycamore tree or the carrot tree, but he also sells him implicit in that a road to the sycamore tree and to the carrot tree. Because that's the Ayin Yofa. Chomer Mechom say, no, the buyer, it's early to look there, because Merchel Bayin Roam Mocher, he didn't sell him the road to the trees. By Medvar Mechom, when is this all true? Do we have Machlokas or King Rabbana by Mocher? By some of you sells. If somebody gives a gift, then giving a gift, you give everything in the field. You give super high in the offer. Achin Shechoku, the brothers divide up an estate. Zochel Basada Zochel, once they acquire whatever part of the field they're acquiring, they acquire everything within the respective fields. Maxi Benir say again, some of you takes hold of the property of a ger who don't. He doesn't consecrate all these things, only the Chorav Amurkav and Sarana Shikma, because they are obviously deriving nourishment from the field. So therefore, it's proper for his Makdish fields and he Makdish these as well. No. A carob which is grafted. A carob tree which is grafted. A buxer tree. So it's more Choshev. Okay. The base Rabbiane Arme. The base Rabbi Yehuda said, the reeds are talking about our Mishnah, b'mchulokin l'kfanim. They're split for the purpose of the grapevines. Now, Lieberman says, Mavushin the Bavli and Rishavi. He says that, according to the Bavli, we're talking about reeds which are still in the ground and growing, but they're designated for the purpose of being used for the grapevines. So the question is whether they're including the sale of the vineyard or not. According to Lieberman, however, the Bavli is talking about, the Yerushalmi, however, is talking about even when they're already cut down. And then if they're for the purpose of the grapevine, so they're sold with the field, if not, they're not sold with, together with the field. Anyway, that's not exciting, Machlokas. Rechia Ruba.
Grow
from the trestles.
And I was under the impression that these
keenim
They are the trestles, yeah. But they didn't grow necessarily make the way wheat trestles now. They support it with the wheat. Rebechia Ruba, or the scoria out to Rechia Barbo, which is probably correct because he appears later on. Rechia Barbo Shah asks, Hoyosham Chulios Mechulokos. If you had already, now Chulios Mechulokos, most people learn, are reeds, but according to the scoria out, it's clear to say about stones. Stones are already separate from the ground, and there's your lichros, which means they're about to be cut down, not cut down yet, and that would be in line with the Bavli, that the reeds are not chopped down yet, but actually the girsa in the scoria is chulios leboros, meaning they're clumps of dirt, which are already taken out of the ground for the purpose of building wells, nothing to do with the reeds anymore. So what's their status? So are they considered to be separate and not sold? They're considered to be part of parcel land and sold. Similarly, the same idea, Rabbi Yitzhak bar Tavli Shali asks, Hayusham Tavlil Shal Shayish. There were marble slabs, Mechulokos L'Ksalim, raised separated from the ground for the purpose of building walls. Are they sold or not? Rabbi Shmuel Shal, Hayusham Malbanim. If there were bricks, or frames, I should say, Mechulokos L'Chalonos were designated for windows, are they sold or not? The Chibush Rabbi Yochanan said, Yesham Aruga, Shishisho Shisho, there's a patch of 6x6 Tvachim. Actually, he didn't ask. He stated. He said, name of Rabbi Yochanan, Chia Bar, Bashem Rabbi Yochanan, should be again Rabbi Chia Bar Ba. If there's a patch which is 6x6 Tvachim, the Yesh Hashem Neatsuman has a name by itself, Ainu Mechur, it's not sold together with the rest of the fields. Rabbi Yochanan said, Hakoine Sadan Shikma Social Chavero. If you buy the sycamore, this is already the harvested sycamore, it's regrowing, in your friend's field. Machlokas Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbana. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbana, and Machlokas. Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omar, Omer, Kana, Karka. You acquired, the land. Why? Because, means it can re, if it comes down, if it falls down for some reason, you can regrow it. Because even though normally one tree don't acquire land. Requires three trees normally to acquire land. Which when you have a tripod shape of trees, they acquire the land between them. Not when you buy one or two trees. But a sadan and a shikmar is so choshev, according to Yushalmi, that you buy land with it. And therefore, if it falls down, you have the right to replant it. According to Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yossi, of course. But by Rabbi Lokan, it's like any one tree, you don't acquire land. Achir Babal Shah, he asks like this, Mokhul Okolian, let's say you sold all the trees. The Shia low Sadar Sadar Shikwan. You left for yourself the Sadar Shikwan. You say, Al Dr. Bishmah Briosi, Kona Karka, that you retain the rights of the land. Dr. Rabban, low Kona Karka, and Recorder Rabban, you don't. Or, I guess, is there some other issue when you retain? Maybe you retain for sure more for yourself. Maybe that's to do with Machlokes Rakiv and Rabban and Machabai and Yofa. I don't know. It's a Ratabli Shoy, ask like this. Mughal Kol Elon. He sold all the trees. And then he said, Zayis Shemokal Ploni. I'm selling all the trees here, and the Zayis in so-and-so place. Kol Zayisim Sheyesh Shemokhurim. Does he mean a single olive tree? Or does he mean all the olive trees that are in that location? In other words, by tacking on the word olive, is that actually meant to be singular, or does that have some plural connotation? Just like the other trees in the contract are plural, maybe the olives are plural as well, or the other trees are plural, and the olive is a single olive tree. We don't know. Rabbi Yudon, Rabbi Shmuel Shal, yes, the Kunish Losha Kite Kanim Kunim. If a person buys three clumps, three thickets of reed, Kana, it should be Erez. God those Shemeretzi soil. Did he buy the great cedar like which grows in Eretzi soil? Now it says Eretz, but it's supposed to be Erez. It's a funny question. I don't really fully understand it. But it means if you buy those three clumps, and I guess they're in the shape of a tripod again, and then a big cedar tree grows between the three sickets, like the big cedar trees in Eretzi soil. Is that cedar tree included in the sale or not? Do we say even though you can go... He includes the land between. It's only as long as something doesn't grow there. But if something grows there, that's also included in the sale. I guess in Lebanon. I don't know. Says the Gemara, it's a strange one. By man, when is this all true? He said, by somebody who sells. Nice in Matana, he gives a gift. Nice in Kulim, he gives everything.
Mabe Mocha, Mabe Nesma, Tovetzuchin, a gift and a sale. So, two possibilities. Rav Tapetes Vamarav. Rabbah Matal Yishem Rav said, Shekain Derech HaNesim Aton Lios Nesim Ein Yofen. You give super nice. Not just regular Ein Yofen, but even more nicely than a Moicher Ein Yofen. Rashur Nachman Mishem Rabbi Yenison said, Shekain Derech HaLukuchos Yos Medaktim. He said, no, buyers are exacting. So it means that when a buyer and a seller buy and sell, so then everything in the contract is in the contract, everything not in the contract is assumed not to be in the contract, because buyers are very careful in what they buy. So ma beineo, what's supposed to give, since it's not precise, so therefore we give the recipient the benefit of the doubt. Ma beineo, what is the distinction between these two positions? Hekdesh. Since you change these two positions, it's going to be hekdesh. He says when you give a gift, you give it nicely. When you're makdish also, you give nicely to hekdesh. Who says that the issue is would know that customers are normally very meticulous and precise in their details. What does he say about hekdesh? Because hekdesh, after all, there is no customer. So we say that since there is no customer, so therefore he said gives buying yofeh. We say since there is no customer, no, he gives buying raw. What's going on when there is no customer? So the shmini miado. So the Rambam says, let's prove it from here. Achin shechalku. Now there's a whole line missing here. Everybody brings it down, not just this koryal brings it down, but all the achrayim here, because it's a line which is missing, which is brought down to Rishonim, was missing because there are two similar words, which is, and the sofer got confused. So the gears is in the Pnei Moshe, and in the first wide line, but he doesn't have the full thing. He starts kind of in the middle. And the Ritbaz also brings it down. So let me just read, let's follow along the Pnei Moshe Ritbaz, but I'll read it out, so read it outside. It says, Aaron Shechoku, brothers who split up, Zochu Basada, Zochu Bekula. If they, so once they, said in our Mishnah, once they split up the field, so whatever portion they got, each guy gets everything inside the portion. So that was a quote from the Mishnah. Then, as the Pnei Moshe says, Rabbi Lezer Shaw, Rabbi Lezer asked, I'll call Perekula al Rishon Rushva. Will this statement, was it made on the entire Perek, or is it made on the, on just what we're talking about here? In other words, what we're asking is like this, Nose Matana thing, is it going on, that he gives Ayin Yofeh? If it's in any case where no money is paid, wherever there's no money, you give Ayin Yofeh. Money limits Ayin Yofeh when it's a monetary transaction. Or is it Tafka and a true Matana? Right? And what's the difference? The difference is brothers will split up. There's no money exchanging hands there. That's not a true gift, right? It's not a true gift, right? So Shema Min Ato, the Mar Rebbe Lezer, it's from here. Rebbe Lezer said, Achin Shechoku, brothers who split up, Yesh Lohem Derech Zeh Zeh. So they have a derech on each other. In other words, each one has the right to maintain a path through the other side, other guy. So we see there's no Ayin Yofeh, because it was Ayin Yofeh there where there was no money, so then each guy should have to hire a path through the other guy's yard. So it must be that it's we don't always say Matana where there's no money is Ayin Yofeh. Only a true gift, not a transaction where there's no money in and of itself. Now, that's not the, why we bring this down. Beast the boy may market. Because of this. Because it says over here that those who wanted to say as follows, and in this Koryal takes on Amar Rebbe Elazar, I'm not sure if that's germane. Achim Shechoku Basada, two brothers put in the field, Zochu Bekulam. This is a quote from our Mishnah. When they get the field, they acquire everything in the field. Hamasi Benichse Agir, somebody acquires the cost of the property of Agir. Kana, he requires it. Hichzeh b'sod, if you get, when he takes hold of the field, hichzeh b'kulam, he takes hold really of everything in the field. Hichzeh b'sod, now, this is the critical component. If you're makdish a field, ekdish is kulam, you're makdish everything. Now what does it mean? It means the same Rabbi Lezer, who holds that by a gift, you're not always, when there's no money changing hands, you're not always buying the offer. Right, the brothers? Each one retains a derech. By hekdish, he says, it's by, hekdish is kulam, you don't even retain a pass. So you see, hekdish, even in the absence of a customer, you still say the svara behind your film makdish. Okay? I think so. You're right. Now, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, "Our makdish is a soda." Here, most unfortunate take out the low. But Lieberman says, you gotta leave it in because in the score, I was there too. So Lieberman sometimes does that when he feels like doing it. He's not consistent in that. But he says, even though it says in our Mishnah that he was makdish them. No, it does say field. No, and our Mishnah says somebody who's makdish field, he was only makdish the chorav on Murkav and the sadna shekma. So the Baal, the Rusham is recasting that. It says what it should be is a makdish the field was not makdish the grafted carob tree. No, is he makdish the sycamore tree. Okay? The old sycamore tree. Why is that? Mivnei sheyoinkin mishal hekdesh. Now, the pshat is like this. The chorav, it's a question. Right? We should say that they're yonik from Hekdesh. In other words, they're if the rest of the field is Hekdesh, so they should be Hekdesh because they're drawing their saras sustenance, their nourishment from the Hekdesh part of the field, right? Lechor, we should say that. So this doesn't matter. If he, Rabbi Shimon holds, like Rabbanan, that he retains a path. So if he retains a path, so it's very lumbish as far, just like he retains a path, that means he retains rights in the field. So too, he retains the nourishment rights for his sycamore tree. So there's a parallel thing. The reason why that, if you makdish a field, you're not makdish the carob or the sycamore, is because you retain rights. And when you retain rights, just like you retain the rights to the derech, so to retain the rights for the nourishment for your field, for your sycamore's truth and caravan's truth. In lo shia lo derech. But were you not to say that, were you say it for Rabbi Akiva, that a person does not leave himself a derech, afen yoki mishal ekdish, then in fact, they would be nourished, deriving their nourishment from ekdish, because you didn't retain it. And then in fact, you would not be able to claim that they, you would not be able to claim that you retained them, because it would have to be given over to Hekdesh as a matter of course. Okay, maybe we should stop here for today. There's no natural stopping point after the next mission for a while, even though we could go on to Pesach and all, but I did prepare today, but all right, we'll stop here. Not every day.